The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today, I will share with you the On Target Disability Rights of North Carolina newsletter for January of 2018. And in today's newsletter, we have several really interesting articles. The first one is Lawsuit Against Carowinds Alleges Discrimination, followed by 2018 Conference Registration is Now Open. Also, our lawsuit on behalf of people with IDD against the state is moving forward. A client story, restoring Stacy's competency, and call for pro bono attorney volunteers. And finally, podcast dispels myths on retail accessibility. So to begin, federal lawsuit charges Carowinds with discrimination. Disability Rights NC filed a federal lawsuit alleging that Carowinds Amusement Park in Charlotte discriminates against people with disabilities. Plaintiff Matthew Aldridge and his wife purchased season tickets for their family in 2016, and they were looking forward to multiple trips to Carowinds throughout the year. When they visited Carowinds, Mr. Aldridge and his two children were told they could only enjoy 10 of the 50-plus rides in the amusement park because they each have at-the-knee amputations. Individuals with disabilities like the Aldridges have a federally protected right to enjoy every ride offered at Carowinds unless there is a legitimate health or safety risk. Carowinds did not know which rides actually presented a health or safety risk to the Aldridges. Over the course of their visits, the Carowinds told the Aldridges they could enjoy 25 rides, then as many as 30 rides, and finally only 10 of the rides at the amusement park. Carowinds' unjustified exclusion of the Aldridges from rides they can safely ride is discriminatory. Going to Carowinds is a summer tradition for many in the Carolinas. We cannot permit people with disabilities to be left out of the fun based on uninformed, unnecessary concerns for their safety. Register now for our 2018 Disability Advocacy Conference. The staff of Disability Rights NC will host its fifth annual conference on Thursday, April 19, 2018, at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill. Check out the conference webpage, and I'll give you the main webpage at the end of this broadcast, to see the full schedule, including lots of new breakout sessions and a screening of the documentary Resilience. Learn about our keynote speaker, register to attend, or learn about scholarship opportunities. Stay tuned for short videos from our speakers on the website. Early bird registration rates are effective until February 19th, 2018. Attorneys licensed in North Carolina can receive up to 5 hours of CLE credit, including 1 hour of SAMH, approval pending from the NC State Bar. Next, judge allows lawsuit against state to go forward. In May, Disability Rights NC filed a lawsuit against the state of North Carolina and the NC Department of Health and Human Services. The suit alleges that the state's fractured and inefficient system of care is forcing many people with intellectual and/or developmental disabilities, also known as IDD, to live in institutions and thousands more to be segregated or placed at risk for institutionalization unnecessarily. Last week, we received good news about the case. Superior Court Judge Alan Bedour rejected the state's motion to dismiss the case. That means that the case will go forward, and people with disabilities in North Carolina will get their day in court. The lawsuit identifies significant problems with North Carolina's system of services that rob people with IDD of their right to live and participate in their communities by relying on institutional placements, by failing to provide people with IDD with the services they need to live in their communities, inadequately planning to transition individuals with IDD from institutional to community settings by failing to identify those who are ready for more independent living, identifying an insufficient number of providers to serve the needs of individuals with the IDD in the community, failing to provide for reliable long-term services and supports stemming from frequent changes and reductions in services, causing instability and making it harder for people with IDD to remain in their communities, and finally, maintaining a financing system that provides financial incentives to contractors who prioritize lowering costs over providing unnecessary service or providing necessary services. You can read more about the lawsuit on our website. We'll keep you updated as the case develops. And here we have a client story. Stacy gets her competency back. The state of North Carolina declared Stacy Nelson incompetent and appointed a public guardian to make decisions for her after an accidental overdose of prescription drugs in 2009. She talked to her guardian repeatedly about getting her competency reinstated. The guardian failed to tell Stacy that she had the right to ask the clerk of court to restore her competency, and the guardian refused to help Stacy move forward with her request. In May 2015, when she was 7 months pregnant, Stacy was the victim of domestic violence at the hands of her now former husband. Despite the incompetency declaration, Stacy annulled her marriage and secured a domestic violence protection order, all without any assistance from her guardian. But then she became worried about her ability to protect her son. My ex, with his record of domestic violence prior to me and with me, and then with me being incompetent, if the state said I was unfit to take care for him, they could just come in and take him out at any time, Stacy explained. Unable to convince her guardian to move ahead with restoration, Stacy called Disability Rights NC. Attorneys Chris Hodgson and Holly Stiles took her case. They helped me with getting everything figured out, what needed to be done legally, Stacy said. We got all the medical records and everything. I had doctors write character letters and everything, and all my doctors were for me having my competency. In March of 2017, Stacy had a hearing before a clerk of court on her motion for restoration. When she explained to the judge how she had gotten out of her marriage and taken action to protect herself and her son, the judge was impressed. Stacy had her competency restored that same day. I don't believe without Chris or Holly that I could have done it on my own, Stacy said. Disability Rights NC receives more calls from people who want to restore their competency than our staff can actively handle. For that reason, we created a pro bono volunteer attorney program. If you are an attorney and are interested in helping people like Stacy regain their competency, please contact Elaine Whitford at 919-856-2195. And again, that was Elaine Whitford at 919-856-2195. We provide training and technical assistance to attorneys who agree to handle restoration of competency cases pro bono. And finally, Legal Matters podcast on accessibility while when shopping. Holly Stiles, a senior attorney at Disability Rights NC, recently appeared on Legal Matters, a podcast from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Holly talked about accessibility at retail stores, and she addressed two popular myths about the Americans with Disabilities Act. Spoiler, there is no grandfather clause that allows a business to fail to comply with the ADA. Check out the podcast on our website. You also can listen to audio recordings of the newsletters, like you're listening to right now, if you need to catch up. And in the meantime, this concludes today's episode of On Target. Be sure to tune in next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you'd like more information on these or other articles from Disability Rights NC, you can access their website at www.disabilityrightsnc.org. And again, that was www.disabilityrightsnc.org. And their phone numbers are 877 235-4210, or you can catch them locally at 919-856-2195. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. And again, 919-832-5138. Thank you and have a wonderful day.